Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. As BBM Bama Brip Media, 19.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You give us a call, a shout out, 1-800-422-416, you want to have your say. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country. I was welcome black. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, National Talk Black. Okay, now boys and blokes urge to start a conversation about DV at a red bench during National Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Betty Taylor, CEO and founder of the Red Cross Foundation. On the line, Betty, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Trevor. Pleasure to be here. With the Red Rose Foundation, Trevor.
Oh, okay, lovely. Thank you very much, Betty. Where are you based, Betty?
We're based in Brisbane as a national organisation, and we go all over the country, including Cairns and right up the Cape.
Lovely. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming to the program. And yes, it is National Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. So we're talking about boys and blokes on the bench, a concept, an idea of getting boys, men, blokes to sit and yarn and talk about this space in a very important conversation, yes?
Yes, and we started the Red Bench project as a community awareness project to put red benches out around the community. With the message, domestic violence, let's change the ending. So we've got 7 or 8 now around Cairns and up around the Tablelands. And what we're asking is, you know, for men to step up and have that conversation about violence.
Sure.
You know, the majority of men aren't violent, but many are silent. So we're saying, look, let's get a groundswell of men stepping up and saying, we've got to do better than this.
Exactly. Well, we're all in this together, and it is about prevention. Look, a great concept. We're talking about a red bench, so the benches are painted red, are they not?
Yeah, the benches are painted red.
And you don't have to sit on that particular bench, but it just triggers in your mind, let's have a conversation.
Let's have the conversation no matter where you are.
Yes,
that,
beautiful.
You know, what you can do as organisations, as community, as kinship groups and family, what's your connection and how you protect those that you love.
So how long has this concert been running for, Betty?
We've had the red benches going now for a few years.
Yep.
But for this prevention month, we're pulling out to have that focused on men being part of the change coming along with us.
Beautiful. And regarding the red benches, so you're talking to local councils in regarding the thumbs up to go ahead and paint the benches?
Yes, and Cairns Council and up there on the Tablelands, they've been right behind it.
Good.
So the red benches, if people want the location, they're on our website, redrosefoundation.com.au. Yarning Up's got one I know in Cairns. So it's, but as you said, Trevor, doesn't have to be on the red bench. We'd love it if it was, but just get out there and have some conversations. You know, how we can stop domestic violence.
Yes, and it, like I said, it doesn't have to be on the red bench as such, and it doesn't have to be with a authority, you know, person with authority, whether it be a police or a psychologist, long as we're talking.
As long as you're talking.
Exactly.
And particularly, you know, to young ones, to young boys. There's just got to be a better way. You don't have to you know, resort to violence.
Yeah.
There is a better way.
Exactly, exactly. And like I said, it's the thought process, you know, and when you've got a problem and you know it and you talk about it, you admit to it, well, you can fix it.
That's right. You have to own it, to change it. Yeah. And, you know, and that can be individually, but it can be communities too.
Mm.
That, you know, acknowledging that we're all part of this, no matter where we live.
Yes.
And we've got to work to address it, that there is a better way of living.
Sure. And it's not about pointing the finger at you, because you're talking about it and you're admitting to it. We're virtually applauding you for having a conversation, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Trevor, that, you know, there's no naming and no blaming and shaming.
Mm.
You know, if people have a problem and step up and get...
We're saluting you.
..to deal with it.
Saluting you, exactly.
We applaud that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Same as if, you know, anyone out there this morning that's living with domestic violence, there's no shame there. Step up, get support. It's not going to change on its own. And it could be life-saving to you and your family.
Well, a business have always said in regarding a product or, you know, something you're advertising or you want to sell or what have you, marketing is it. Don't care what product we're talking about here. So look at a simple concept as a bit of red paint a bench. That's powerful, my sister.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, Trevor. Thank you. We're hoping that, and it's permanent. It's not a sign that goes up for a week or so.
No, the red bench is there forever.
In our communities, and we've had on some of the First Nation artists have come out and painted the bench their way, and they're just absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Look, thanks for sharing, Betty, and all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe. We'll yarn soon, but there's the message. Boys and blokes, urge to start a conversation about DV. Use the red bench. If not, the bench next door, either way. National Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month, and it's a great concept and idea. And thank you, Betty.
Yep. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Take care, bye sister. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Betty Taylor, her name is, CEO and founder of the Red Rose Foundation. And talking about, well, urging boys and men, blokes out there to start the conversation, have that yarn. And as I said, you know, if you've got the problem there and you admit to it and you want to talk about it, then, well, you can fix it. And that's fantastic. And it's not about pointing, blaming, what have you. We urge you, we salute you, we applaud you for doing that and getting the conversation up and running. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Regarding that space we're talking about, look, there's a lifeline out there as well. 131114, Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800. And do not forget 13 Yarn for our Murrays out there, Koori's out there, Nungas out there, 139276. That's 13 Yarn. And there's always someone at the other end who are open to have a conversation with you and guide you, support you, direct you, whatever the case may be. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black 1-800-422-416.
I had a dream last night about a world gone bad. No one appreciated the things they had. Little brothers and sisters crying in the depths of despair. No one in. Well, people, don't you know, it don't cost a thing to care. I had a dream last night about a world gone cold. We lost her. Guarded the old, and the songs of hope faded like a distant prayer. No one did. Well, people, don't you know, it don't cost a thing. Yeah.
had a dream last night.
Too Daily, that's Jackie Darcy with Oh Yes. Oh Yes, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations, Too Daily Mob, Daily Black Network, all our yarns, all our stories, all our music, and all our conversations. So, yeah, do utilise it, you mob. Let's look at the top stories in the news today. What first home buyers think of raiding their super to buy a home. So that's the push that the SCOMO, the Prime Minister, is pushing at the moment in regard to the up-and-coming election. Vote for him and you got an opportunity to get into your superannuation to buy your home. What's your thought on that? Mask mandates back on the cards as COVID-19 flu surges across Australia. Penny Wong deployed to campaign in winnable Liberal held seats. So which is better, super investing or house buying? Cuts to public sector spending underpin coalition's forecast budget improvement. Ukrainians in occupied village learn to live with the enemy. Other things, see chilling pics after girls disappear in jungle. Everything going mouldy at your place. Here's how you can control it in your home amid ongoing wet weather. Laura Tingle's nuclear option. Comment on ABC Insider's causes a stir. Morrison grilled. Sunshine host apologised after Joyce Pilibusik train wreck. So there you go. There the news is heading up at the moment. So add to the conversation. Maybe we're going to talk about that or talk about your organisation or your family, what's happening out there with your mob. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
To unwind with these changes we will confront. So please beware with every place that you had, and look to your soul for these things that you know. For the trees that we see cannot forever breathe with the changes they will. You know, some people, they just won't understand, or just won't understand these things. Thank you for your message, but I don't understand, or I just won't understand. Just don't care to know of the changes it will confront.
speak out loud of the things you are proud of. If you love this coast, then keep it clean as it holds. Cause the way that it shines may just dwindle with time, with the changes it will confirm. So you know some people that just won't understand, or just won't understand, he says. Thank you for your message, but I don't understand, or just won't understand, he says. You know some people that just won't understand, or just won't understand, he says. Thank you for your message, but I don't understand, or just won't understand, he says.
Communication. That daily track there is Messages, Xavier Rudd, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, we're housed at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7FM. All right, looking at the calendar, the First Nation calendar, what's happening this month, 26 May, we've got National Sorry Day, and it's a day to remember the removal of First Nations children from their families, a chance for all Australians to recognise the pain thousands of National First Nations people went through, and the children affected are now known as the Stolen Generation. The first Sorry Day in 1998 was marked by hundreds of activists and activities around the country. The Australian federal government does not take part in Sorry Day, saying people who removed First Nations children thought they were doing the right thing, and people now should not have to say sorry for what people did in the past. More than 1 million signatures and thousands of sorry books speak a different language. There it is. Also happening in the month of May, 27 May, the anniversary of the 1967 referendum. Recognises the 97% yes vote in the referendum of 1967. It changed the constitution to allow First Nation people to be counted in the census and to enable the Commonwealth government to make laws for First Nation people. The day also marks the start of the annual National Reconciliation Week since 2018. Reconciliation Day is a public holiday in the ACT and held on the first Monday on or after 27 May. Also happening 29 May, Torres Strait Island flag was first launched in 1992. It was designed by the late Bernard Nemoc in 1992 as a symbol of unity and identity for Torres Strait Islanders. Big shout there, all the mob up there, TSI, all my mob there with Darnley Island, Arab. And you can have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And call that number Yarn with yours truly. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and ready to have a yarn with you, mob. And that number again, 1-800-422-416. All right, honouring First Nations ideas, leadership through art and culture at Cambry ANU, that's Australian National University. We're going to catch up a yarn over Elizabeth Close, a contemporary Aboriginal artist and muralist on the line. Elizabeth, good morning, sister. Hi. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm a Pitjantjatjara Yankunytjatjara woman, so from APY lands in central Australia. So my family links are to Pukaja, so Annabella, Armata and Mutajulu, so right round the rock. But I live here on unceded Kaurna country here in Adelaide at the moment.
Beautiful. Deadly footprint. My sister, thank you very much for the yarn. So we're talking about honouring First Nations ideas and leadership through art and culture at Cambry ANU. So enlighten us, please, my sister.
Yeah. So a couple of years back, I've been working for Ambush Gallery, set up Cambry at ANU a few years back, and they had their inaugural exhibition, which was While You Were Sleeping, which was a collection of some, you know, incredibly deadly First Nations artists, you know, like Lack Douglas and Shane Cook and Noni Craig and Wayne Quilliam, like a whole slew. I can't even name them all. It was so good.
Yes.
And so doing Volume 2, While You Were Sleeping, Volume 2. So another big collection of incredible First Nations artists, which includes some big public art as well. So some big 3-metre cubes featuring First Nations artists along what's called Exhibition Avenue down at ANU. So, yeah, it's a big celebration of First Nations arts and culture.
So While You Were Sleeping, Volume 2, so there would have been a volume While You Were Sleeping, Volume 1, yes?
There was, yeah. So I reckon that was like, oh, gosh, you're pushing me. I reckon it was 2019, I want to say, so
yep.
A couple of years ago now.
Before COVID-19 came along.
Yeah, precisely. I only remember that is because I went over to France to paint the wall, and then it was like a week later I had to go to Canberra to do this. Oh. So I reckon it was 2019, so yeah. So it's been a few years between drinks, but, you know, that's COVID. That's the world we live in, isn't it? So
exactly.
It's great that we can crack on now and do it now.
So when we look at this concept, like I said, it's a great platform in regarding ideas and leadership and using art and culture as the vehicle to do so, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we are the sum of our stories and, our art is our lifeline. It's the strongest vector that we have to pass down our stories. You know, we're losing our elders and it's really important to maintain those oral histories. But at the same time, you know, in 2022, you know, we've got to be documenting it so that we can pass it down so that my children are strong in their culture and, you know, and the cycle continues.
Exactly. So this becomes an exhibition as such, and how long does the art pieces stay at the exhibition?
That's a really good question.
So
the exhibition opens tomorrow night.
Okay.
Runs for about a month to 6 weeks. I don't have exact dates, but I can find that out for you.
Sure.
And Exhibition Avenue will be open for a bit longer because that's a series of, like I said, these big 3-metre cubes that sort of sit along that big sort of main drag up in ANU. Yeah. So get along if you can, if you're up that way.
And when you look at the so-called art, Elizabeth, you were talking about, a vehicle that educates people, also inspires our young ones, but also tells a story, and it keeps our culture alive, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, if I were to kind of, you know, condense my arts practice down to, you know, a couple of key things, it's about connection to country.
Yes.
It's about the relationship that we have with country. You know, there's the landscape that, you know, all of us, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, can see with our eyes, and then there's the landscape and the country that we feel within our spirits as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and that's essentially what underpins what I do and why I do it, you know, to put that out there, to challenge perceptions. You know, we are here, we are surviving, we are thriving, you know, just, yeah, so I guess...
And you use some deadly artists there. Is the door open for young and up-and-coming artists as well?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a real big, mix, and Ambush Gallery, who run Cambry, are very much big on bringing in the new blood. Cool. You know, bringing in new blood, because, you know, it's all very well and good for those of us that are, I guess, a bit more established to kind of continue to practice. But, you know, I take such joy in mentoring young artists and bringing them up and upskilling them. And, you know, I do a lot of public arts. So I do a lot of, like, large-scale stuff. And, you know, like, it's, you know, and some of that stuff, like, I've done some 9-story stuff, and it's like, well, how do you even learn to do that? How do you eat an elephant? Where do you start? Well, you know, you start by getting a mentor and working with them and giving them the skills and consolidating them so that, you know, we've got a new breed of young Aboriginal people who can come through and tell their stories.
No, it's fantastic. Look, congratulations. Thank you very much for sharing there, Elizabeth. All the best to your team, your family, the mob there. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be in touch, my sister.
Too deadly. Thank you so much for the yarn. All good.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adela Yarn there. Elizabeth Close, her name is, a contemporary Aboriginal artist and muralist, and talking about the honouring First Nations ideas and leadership through art and culture at Canberra ANU, Australian National University. So there it is. You can, if you're down in Canberra, you mob, happening opening tomorrow and going for about a month, she says. But do check out the Australian National University webpage and be able to give you the exact dates. But look, fantastic. Another opportunity for art to be displayed, exhibition, and like I said, a powerful vehicle as such to educate and also empower our mob, keep our culture alive. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Imagination, I'm finding consolation somewhere at Londo Rio Grande. Sadly, I'm reminiscing, madly again I'm kissing someone at Londo Rio Grande. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. In old Mexico, stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Heart is like a house with windows open wide, and everyone can see what's inside. There's a special place in there that no one ever sees. But you are the keeper of the key. In that room, your fireplace that burns so intensely, keeping me warm internally. If I were a prisoner in a cell, you'd be the warden to pardon me. 'Cause you are the keeper of the key. My door is open to you every night and every day, but it closes when you are gone to keep the wolves at bay. I'm a bird in a cage. It's your love that sets me free. 'Cause you are the keeper of the key. I'm a boat in your harbor when I need sanctuary. You're keeping me safe from harm on dark and stormy seas. My treasure chest is closed from liars, cheats, and thieves. But you are the keeper of the key. Yes, you are the keeper of the key.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, very good morning, you mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yeah, I'm with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. National Talk Black, come to you live, First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Disease Radio Service. So Yarnup, you strong, you mob too deadly. Now Big Talk One Fire Symposium to ignite and empower First Nations artists. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Executive Officer at UMI Arts, Peter Lanois. Very good morning, my brother Peter. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Trevor. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Peter.
Okay. My mother's family are Jitterbill. Mm. We're from the southern end of the Atherton and Tailwind.
Yes.
And my father's family is from west of Mareeba, at past Timbula, Cookadijungan people.
Lovely. Beautiful. Tablelands. High up in the table and looking down on us mobby in Cairns, eh, my brother?
It's all God's country to us, Trevor.
Yeah, beautiful. Second that, brother, second that. Let's talk about the symposium to ignite and empower First Nation artists and the date that is happening, and tell us all about it, please, brother.
Oh, look, we're having our annual symposium on the 9th of June at the Boombajar Art Centre.
Mm.
We have an array of local artist speakers who are, for the first time, will have an opportunity to have their voice heard.
Yes.
About issues regarding to the lead up, during, and post COVID.
Yes.
We also have two of our young people coming through the ranks of Stephanie Parkin and Joel Merker, who's a local boy.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear what they've got to say about Indigenous cultural intellectual property rights and looking at the issues around copyright infringement issues and licensing agreements and all that stuff regarding the resale of royalty.
Yeah. Right. Look, it's a great platform for our artists to get educated in this space. Stepping into the so-called business world, but also protecting their products and their produce, yes?
Oh, for sure. Look, this is one of the key things about our mob. We're all deadly about talent and skills and the ability, but sometimes we lack the business acumen side of things. So we need some help.
Yes.
And where the best place to get help is from our own mob, who are experts in these fields.
Yeah, beautiful. Exactly. And look, it's an open forum, so to speak. There'd be questions if the artists wish to ask questions to get educated. Also, directions on where to go and what to do in regard to this space, yes?
That is exactly true, which is why we're having other people there that will be talking about funding opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Flying Arts up here, Kerry Ann Farah, who will be bringing with her First Nation lead expert. We will also have Minnie Rivers there, who can give advice on getting into micro businesses.
Yes.
As well as having, what's the other people we've got coming? Some entertainment there from our local performers.
So what date is this, and how long is it for, and is it open to the public? And is there a cost?
Yes, it's open to the public. So primarily, we're hoping to target our member base in terms of our local artists, but we certainly encourage other people who have an interest in this field to come along. It's on the 9th of June. I think that's a Thursday.
Yep.
And it's an all-day event.
All-day event, 9 a.m. to 5 o'clock. And is there a cost for entry fee?
No, it's all free.
Complimentary, beautiful, yes. So that's for people who are artists and stepping into the space or of business, so to speak, to get the knowledge and information on how to steer their ship into the future, yep?
Oh, for sure. I mean, look, we'll have people there like Patrick Mao,
who's
part of our performing artists side of things. So it's important for people like him to have their say about what they're doing in the online marketing area.
Yes.
And how they're extending their reach. So it's a different way of people doing business.
Good.
And we need to get up to speed with how to do business in the new way.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. So this is an annual thing. How long have you been having the symposiums?
This is our second one, Trevor.
Second one, yes.
Yeah. Although we may be reviewing it and running it on every second year, we've just got to see what interest comes out of it.
Okay, yes.
Whether people think it's worthwhile us holding such events.
Well, I think the inaugural one last year went really well, and here you are running again. And good feedback from the last one, last year?
Oh, most definitely. Look, I count my blessings in a way, because a lot of the people that were invited are in our peer group.
Yeah.
know, people like Arts Law and Indigenous Arts Code and others, and they really felt this was one of the best art symposiums that they went to.
Yes.
And they gave you a lot of them over the years, but this was one of the best. So that's really pleasing to hear.
Mm. Well, if you look at the artist, usually it's head down, butt up, you know, focus on the art itself. But there is a business entity about it and that needs to come to the table as well. And here you have a day of conversations about that particular space. So it's a great platform.
Yeah. Oh, look, one of the other things we'll be having as well is that whilst we have Arts Law up here speaking at the symposium, we've also arranged for them to have a private room within Boombajar where some of the artists can come and talk in confidence about issues that are very private to them.
Good.
And to get that sort of one-on-one feedback from the legal eagles on how they should improve their artwork or their marketing or the legal issues that compound their sort of artwork. So we're providing that as an extra service.
Sure. Well, most artists become, like I said, business owners. But you still have to learn the business space as well. And so the legality that comes with that, the administration, the accounts and all the above.
That's exactly right. And that's the space that we fit into, Trevor.
Yes.
Is being the conduit between the artists themselves, the business world, the tourism world. A lot of people want to engage with our mob. They've got the good heart.
Yes.
They just don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
As you probably well know.
Yeah. And when you're talking about the likes of Cairns solicitor Joel Murga, you know, like black on black, a deadly brother there, and when you're dealing with our mob, like I said, nothing beats black on black and more open for the conversation and the education.
Oh, look, I think one of the things that we take good stock in Joel, that, like you said, he's a local boy and that we're very proud of him, but he's also a real-life role model for our mob, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
People can aspire to something, you know, that it's not out of our reach anymore, you know?
Exactly.
It's within our grasp.
Exactly. Like I said, we are artists, we are business people, we happen to be black and too deadly that.
Oh, well, tick all them boxes, brother.
Exactly, my brother. Peter, good talking with you. Thank you for sharing, and look, we'll keep in touch, and coming up to the date, we'll have another yarn, promote it, and to all our mob out there who are looking for education in the business world, in the legality, here's an opportunity, symposium to ignite and empower First Nation mob at the symposium, Big Talk 15. And I thank you very much, my brother. All the best, Peter.
Thank you, Trevor. We appreciate that. And all the best to you and the Bubba Griffin team.
Thank you, brother. Talk soon. Bye-bye. A deadly young there, Peter Lenoy. He's executive officer at Yumi Arts, and they're doing their annual symposium, and that's to ignite and empower First Nation artists and the likes of Cairns solicitor Joel Murga, deadly blackfella, and he's going to talk about intellectual property in an arts and culture context at the symposium. That's happening on Thursday, 9th of June. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's all day at Boombajar Arts Centre, and it's all complimentary, free of charge to enter. So get educated, mob. Take the day off and go and get educated. That's what it's all about. It's coming to the time where Trendy Trev got to sign off, you mob. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And thank you to NERS, National Israel Radio Service. Click of a button takes us across the country. So too beautiful. It is your vehicle. Murray just steering it. That's all I'm doing. But we can yarn tomorrow, you mob. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text us, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. In regard to COVID-19, they're talking about doing masks down south and what have you. So COVID-19 is still with us. So have a talk to your First Nation Health Organisation in regard to staying safe and keeping your family safe. Too deadly.